Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New county judge, same result. All the bars along 6th Street and other places around the Austin area may remain closed. We'll talk about that and what the situation is with the schools today. Welcome, everybody, to the Texas Insider Show, also known as Cardle and Woolley. Real talk radio in Austin, Texas, live and local from Talk 1370. And it's all brought to you by IBC Bank. We do more so you can do more. Member FDIC. Jim Cardle, we have a new Travis County judge, a guy by the name of Andy Brown. He became the top administrator, according to the Austin Un-American Snakeskin, just a couple of days ago or yesterday, I guess on Tuesday. And so what's he going to do? We had a couple of other county judges who kept everything closed. Sam Briscoe, he was kind of, what, a temporary, because Sarah Eckhart.
Well, he was an interim while there was a special election for Sarah Eckhart.
For Sarah Eckhart, that's right. And so what happens now? I mean, as we've talked about many times on this radio show, we're losing the bars down on 6th Street. I mean, what is Austin famous for? We're the live music capital of the world. Are bars any more dangerous than going to Sam's or Costco or Walmart or Target? Any more at all, Jim Cardle?
Oh, gosh, that was the big story last night on some of the cable news channels, how out in California there's just Gavin Newsom, the governor out there, has just reinstituted. And this is going to be a huge problem, Lynn, because here's the front page of the Austin American Statesman, as you said today. Texas virus cases set another record. And they go on to mention how with more testing, which we've got these days, there's going to be more cases reporting. And Governor Abbott said this morning, literally, that there's not going to be another lockdown. But the problem's going to be is that we've got this spike going on at numerous places around the country. And in California, the governor out there decreed another lockdown where it's now okay to go to strip clubs, literally, but not to go to church. And state after state, city after city is going to have to be worrying about this. Here's the top of the Metro section from the Statesman today. Headline reads, masks at home urged for some students. Recommendations are for those who take part in unmasked extracurricular activities. But at what cost is the question that I think a lot of people are asking, because here we know that testing and that kids are failing at home, which is the biggest uncovered story in this whole shutdown effort.
We're getting a lot of false positives.
The biggest story in this whole shutdown pandemic effort, Lynn, is the impact on kids and how we are ruining an entire generation of our school kids who aren't getting the education, even though we know that they're not as susceptible to getting sick. And that, again, we need to protect our 75 year and older folks, keep it out of nursing homes. But you're right, as I mentioned, that the more testing we do, obviously the more positive cases we're going to get. And this is the whole debate. Then you throw on top of that the fact that Joe Biden and some others are predicting this quote-unquote dark winter, which I don't know what that is, and it's going to be a self-fulfilling...
Here's the thing that gets me, and I want to ask you about this before we get off into the weeds. When you've got a job or you've got a business and the government comes in and tells you you can't open it because of COVID, what if they told you, Jim Cardle, that you couldn't open up the Texas Insider? What if they told us we couldn't come down here and do this show because we're not an essential business? And here's what frosts me and is the burr under my saddle. And I want to ask our listening audience, 512-643-5483. I'll say it again, 512-643-5483. Why? If we have to give up our salaries, we have to give up our bars, our restaurants, the people that work there have to give up their entire livelihood. Yep. How come everybody in government is still getting paid?
Well, that is the $64 million question, Lynn. And I'm surprised we haven't talked about that or that hadn't been talked about before, because you're exactly right. Even I've talked to some of my friends down in state agencies, and it's been remarkable, again, how remote working is actually taking hold everywhere, even in the state governments. But can there be efficiencies? Can there be cutbacks like we've seen in the private sector? Absolutely. And what you're talking about, Lynn, is you've got, I think the figures are roughly about a third of the nation's jobs can be done remotely, economists say. A third of those jobs, about 37%. That leaves the other two-thirds of people exposed, and that's your shop owners, your waiters, your cab drivers, your factory workers, your nannies, your flight attendants, on and on and on. And they are being told that financially, the mom-and-pop businesses, you mentioned Sixth Street, I'm afraid, and you know, don't take my word for it, other business leaders have said the same thing. Sixth Street is dead. You're right. The live music capital of the world is gone, essentially. So here we have the protected elites, and this is what America hates about the hypocrisy. You know, Nancy Pelosi can go get her hair done at the hairdresser.
Lori Lightfoot can.
But the rest of us can't, and these lockdowns, it's having a real toll, and I don't know that this nation is going to go for a quote-unquote dark winter.
All right, is there any one person, Jim, that is telling us, and by us, I'm not talking about you and me specifically, but the people of America, is there any elected official anywhere that is, or any healthcare professional that is telling us we can't go to work and earn a paycheck because we're non-essential? Is there any one of them who is not earning a paycheck?
Donald Trump's not, because he's been donating his paycheck.
Donald Trump hasn't been telling us to shut down.
Well, he's been donating his paycheck to charity.
I understand that he's done but Fauci's getting paid.
Yep.
Abbott getting paid.
So your question
is not whether or not they're getting paid,
but...
No, my question is exactly where they're getting paid. The people telling us we shouldn't work, therefore we can't earn a living, not a single one of them. No teachers are missing a salary.
Yep.
Nobody
yep.
in government is missing a salary. What I'm saying, I'll let you finish out the segment. Those of us in the private segment can suffer. They don't care. We're the proletariat. Those that are in government, the elites, they are never going to lose a penny of their income.
Well, you're right, Lynn. It's do as I say, not as I do. And these lockdowns are the economic equivalent of a medically induced coma. I've said that before. We're killing jobs and we're killing businesses. They'll never come back. And here's the point, though, is that these elected officials don't seem to get what Americans are going through and the mindset that we are now ready to have herd immunity and to... I even heard this morning the governor from, I believe it was Wisconsin, is advising and going to require that even during Thanksgiving gatherings, now only with your family, that you wear face masks.
Mm-hmm.
There's ridiculous, and then there's being reasonable.
Well, let's do this. Let's ask our audience, do you believe that the people who tell us that we can't go to work and earn a salary, should they then give up at least part of their salary so they'll know a little bit about how we feel?
One final quick word. You always got to remember, Lynn, government, and this includes schools, they're spending other people's money. When you're spending other people's money, there's not the accountability.
Yeah, and remember this too. If we don't make it, they don't get to take it and spend it. All right, Woolley and Cardle. It's Cardle and Woolley, actually. The right choice. Talk 1370. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us on a beautiful, severe, clear Wednesday on Talk 1370, The Right Choice, a Texas Insider Show with Cardle and Woolley. Be sure and check us out streaming now at the radio.com app. Just tell your smart speaker, hey, smart speaker, play Talk 1370, and there you go. You're off and running. We got to thank our sponsor, IBC Bank. Whereas we already know, they do more so you can do more. They're a member of the FDIC and insured by the FDIC. Lynn, I got to keep going on this subject before we get back over to the recount and into some of the national stuff, because there's been more development on that. I'm looking, and I've been holding this to study. I'm looking at this Sunday, November 15th. So for you Aggies and Left Coasters, that was last Sunday. And the below the fold story, the headlines above, struggling to learn, Austin area students are failing at higher rates amid the pandemic. And it talks about parents struggling, tag teaming with their fourth graders in video classes. It talks about a straight A student at McCallum High School that's now failing a class. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the real impact. Students failing at least one class. This is in the Austin American-Statesman on Sunday. Students failing at least one class by percent so far this year in 2020, this fall. Austin High School, 41.1%. If you can believe that, Lynn, I just find that
those are huge numbers.
Criminal. We are absolutely killing these kids' future and their lives. Round Rock's number two at 27%. Hays County's number three at 22% of kids failing at least one class Leander comes in third at 17. They don't list Eanes. Lake Travis is down at 12. But I'm telling you, Lynn, what always comes to mind to me is this is a fact that more than a century, like 150 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that even in the midst of civil war, governments have no business overriding our constitutional guarantees in the name of public safety. This is what the court decided, the Supreme Court. The Constitution of the United States is a law for the people, equally in war and in peace, and it covers the shield of its protection, all classes of men, at all times, under all circumstances. And yet, as you open the show saying, here we are about to have these governors around, particularly up in the Rust Belt, the Democrat state governors, the Democrat city mayors that we've seen, they just are intent on taking the power, taking our rights away from us. And I don't know at what point the people start revolting at this. So you cannot wear a mask is no big deal. But here we have the protected class, as you say, who is still working for the government and drawing a paycheck, telling us, the working heathens, to go ahead and not feel bad about loot. People are running out of money. They've run out of money. We are at our wit's end. And again, I guess there's some technology or some online game that this dark winter phrase comes from.
It comes from Game of Thrones.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that I absolutely agree with what you're saying.
This ought to be criminal.
I think what I just heard Jim Cardle say is that the Constitution overrides everything else.
Exactly.
It is the basic law of the land on which all other laws are subservient to the Constitution.
Yes.
And yet look where we are. By the way, getting back to some politics here, guess who just got reelected as Speaker of the United States House?
Woo-hoo.
And since I said reelected, I guess you know that would be Nancy Pelosi, she who can go get her hair done without a mask, but the rest of us who are not elite can't.
And Steny Hoyer's number two from Maryland, James Clyburn, who delivered South Carolina for
he delivered Biden.
Joe Biden is number three. They've got no new leadership, but let the games begin, Lynn, because AOC's coming after them.
I just want to mention, the Democrats wanted somebody like AOC, she's too young to run for president. They couldn't get her in. They would have loved to have had Rashida Tlaib or Ariana Presley or Elizabeth Warren. Nobody wanted any of those. You know which one of those nutcases on the far left the people wanted least? That was Kamala Harris.
Yep.
That was Kamala Harris. So that, therefore, since the people wanted her less than anybody else, and here we're talking about Democrats because she couldn't get a single vote in the primary.
Are you talking about Kamala,
whatever you want to call her, that nobody can pronounce her name, including her. She dropped out before the first primary, but they still wanted her to be president. So what do? They put this old fart in, Joe Biden, who's not going to last very long. Pelosi immediately puts in this new deal about the 25th Amendment, not aimed at Trump, aimed at Biden. He'll
and
be president. 3 to 6 months, and they'll throw him out, and we'll have Kamala Harris as president that nobody wanted except the Democrat elites.
And we got to explain the 25th Amendment is the amendment that gives the Congress the power to remove a president because of, shall I say, mental faculties lacking is the phrase I think that gently has been referred to. But you're right, Lynn. I'm starting to buy into this that there has been a deal cut, or there was, with the Biden campaign and the Bernie bros. Bernie obviously is older than Biden. He would have been subject to, you know, the age curtailment. So they bring in the young filly who, I don't know, is she black or is she Asian or is she...
She's whatever you need her to be.
From Nassau in the Bahamas these days. She checks off all the boxes. But she is, as we now know, even according to objective vote counters and vote analysts, more liberal than Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate, the most liberal. So here we have the future of the Democrat Party potentially set up. I'm, again, not giving up on Donald Trump pulling this election out somehow with these Dominion voting machines having changed millions of votes, according to the Trump attorneys, and there's going to be more development on that. But if and when, and as a matter of fact, we got an interesting story up on the Texas Insider. Old Alan Dershowitz has come out with an article saying it is, so anybody, you and I could claim the title of president-elect right now. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Anybody can claim it. That doesn't mean that it's legally applicable and a realistic title. So Joe Biden, you know, go knock yourself out. I guess he is the president-elect. But here we have this young filly, Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
Who has got this laugh that's going to really wear on the American public pretty quickly, to the extent that she's allowed to get out again, if and when that is the presidency, the party that we see in the White House. But you're exactly right. Here we have somebody who couldn't get any votes, dropped out before the first primary. She had to drop out because she couldn't raise any money. But it's the ideology, it's the socialist Democrat left that is going to be the future if they're not careful. And yet we have, as you said, Nancy Pelosi reelected to the Speaker of the House today, or as the Speaker of the House today, and let the games begin, because AOC and the squad, thank goodness we got the Senate, and let's hope the Georgia special elections keep the Senate and the Republican column as a backstop, because
all right,
otherwise
this
country's in trouble.
We wanted to work in some of this audio here. We're not going to have time to do the Leland Vittert stuff. Let's do that at the bottom of the hour, because people are going to go crazy when they hear that.
Uh-oh.
Literally going to go crazy. But right now, television in general, liberal television, is acting as a book salesman for Barack Obama, his first volume of the third volume of his autobiography. This guy has had the most amazing life of anyone that ever lived. So now it's the Oprah that's interviewing him. And Kamala will help lead the country back. And maybe Joe will have something to do with it. This is cut number one. Oprah and I guess you could say the Oprah and the Obama. Here we go. Hit it.
First of all, obviously, Joe is somebody who stood by me on every major decision I had for 8 years. He's become a brother, a genuinely good friend. Kamala is one of my earliest supporters when I first launched my presidency. So I'm personally invested in them. And they have the character and experience, I think, to do an outstanding job in a very difficult time, a very challenging time in this country. But beyond the personal investment I have in them, I think this gives us a chance to get back to the kind of competent, caring government that we so badly need.
Okay, Lynn, I got to jump in there. The only word that I heard in there was when he mentioned Joe Biden has the character. I'm telling you, character about the biggest shakedown family backroom dealing, influence peddling son with his Hunter Biden making tens of millions. Give me a break.
All right, now listen carefully to the second clip. It's even better.
Oh,
it's
great.
Even better. You got to listen carefully with your shell-like ears. I'm listening with my shell-like ears. Okay. If you don't, you won't catch what Obama is saying here, that every liberal will go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, this is great. But just take a listen. Here's Obama with the Oprah cut number two.
I think that what Joe and Kamala can do is to level set, to reestablish that we don't use the Justice Department, for example, to go after political enemies, that we don't mingle personal business interests with the business of government, that there's an expectation that the president doesn't routinely lie or reshape the truth to his own convenience, that you know he doesn't call journalists enemies of the state. You know, those kinds of things, which in some ways we became numb to over the last several years, I think that's the stuff that can be fixed. And Joe and Kamala will set a different tone.
Okay, folks, those of you on Facebook heard us laughing our heads off at
we
that one.
We could spend 3 hours, won't use the government. Are you kidding?
He used the IRS. He weaponized
lied.
The IRS.
He lied.
And the Justice Department.
He knew about the Trump targeting from day one, would be my guess. And he's got the audacity to say such things. Just absolutely, that's clinical right there.
Did you hear him say that they'll have the good sense not to mix business with government? Has he ever heard of Hunter Biden?
Evidently not. Has he ever heard of like I said, Lynn, we could spend 6 hours on that little bit right there. Talk about, I mean, I hate to accuse people of being narcissists, but on Talk 1370, the right choice here as we go to commercial break. I can't say anything else. Cardle and Woolley, folks, right here, live and local, streaming now at theradio.com app. And we'll be right back after the news here at the bottom of the hour to talk more about politics in the city of Austin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cardle and Woolley, where Cardle takes you inside politics. Woolley makes it logical. IBC Bank makes it possible. All right, now let's go to, I think the biggest loser in this election, and Jim, we've talked about this many times, the story won't go away, is the media. First, you know who Erin Perrin is. She's with the Trump campaign. She's making the rounds on TV, talking about the recounts and how we need a free and fair election. And she's got her talking points and her bullet points. And she went on yesterday with Fox's Harris Faulkner. Now, this is cut number 3, gentlemen. And this is the way you do an interview and how you let somebody talk. So here's what Erin had to say. Cut 3.
You want to talk about a pie in the sky moment. This election's not certified. It's not over. So for them to put out a wish list like this is out of line. But let's talk about the facts here. The Paris Climate Accord, the work President Trump has done to make sure we have the cleanest air and water, means we already surpassed the standards of that disastrous accord without having to sacrifice energy independence here in the United States. And let's remember, Democrats were the ones who walked away from immigration negotiation when we were doing that during the last 4 years of President Trump's administration, the first term of that administration. And on health care, President Trump delivered short-term, limited-duration options, got rid of the ridiculous individual mandate that burdened Americans and forced them to buy health insurance. It's great that Ron Klain wants to have pie-in-the-sky hopes here, but let's talk about the fact on all three of those, President Trump has delivered while Democrats continue to try to walk away.
All right, she's talking about Klain, who's going to be, he's a Democratic operative, Jim, who's going to be the new chief of staff. But she got to say what she wanted to say.
Okay.
Harris Faulkner did not butt in.
Okay.
All right, now let's go back a couple of days to the weekend. And you want to know why Fox News is in trouble with, you know, networks have a base too. These political networks,
absolutely.
The same people that watch Fox probably don't care much about CNN or MSNBC and vice versa. So Leland Vitter, he's the guy with the solid black mop of black hair that's about a foot high. And it's all piled up on his head. And he's got a little bit of an attitude. He's sometimes goes after liberals, sometimes goes after conservatives. So he's on with Erin Perrin. And here's how that went. Cut number 4.
What's the path then to 270?
Well, considering no state has actually certified the election results, there are ballots still being counted across the country. This is going to take some time to make sure we count every legal vote and do not count any illegal votes in the United States.
I understand that, but we've heard that talking point for a long time. But just go through the vote totals. In Georgia, President Trump is behind. There's currently a recount there. People have said they don't think it's going to change, even the Republican officials there. Pennsylvania, the president's behind by tens of thousands of votes. Even if you win all the lawsuits, it doesn't count those and wouldn't make up for the difference. Nevada, the president's behind. Arizona, the president is far behind, even though your campaign said by last Friday, a week ago, the president was going to be ahead. Wisconsin, the president is behind as well. What states are the president is the president going to pull ahead in?
Well, Leland, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak. It seems like you are certainly not keen to let that happen today.
Yeah. So wait a minute. That was not the worst of it by far.
Really?
It got really contentious. And you'll hear Leland Vitter from Fox in this next clip. This will be cut five, gentlemen.
Who is this guy?
He's weekend anchor on Fox. Oh, you're an MSNBC watcher. I'm a Fox watcher. Right? I'm a girl watcher, too, but that's a song.
Okay.
All right. Now, Vitter comes back, and he says, I'm not getting to talk enough. Now,
He's the host.
I thought the host asked a brief question, and the guest was supposed to have maybe, you know, I don't know, 30 seconds to a minute to talk. It doesn't work that way with Leland Vitter. Here we go. Cut number five.
Opposition to the Constitution, an actual egregious error there where they violated the Equal Protection Act. Nope, you're going to let me finish. The Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, almost 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania and in Michigan. Let's have a conversation about that state as well, where you have video from Fox News of individuals boarding up the windows, again, in violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment
of
the Constitution.
Aaron, hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Keep saying,
you've talked
finish.
More than I have, Aaron. Answer the question, and then you get to talk. The question is
I did answer,
what
but
do you,
you
want
interrupted
to have
me the first
Aaron,
time.
What do you want to have happen with those 700,000 votes? The ballots are already mixed in. Do you just
That's
want 700,000 votes deducted
on.
From
Biden's
total?
We
want
to make sure
total?
That conversation happens.
Okay, well, is that the way to conduct an interview? That's almost from the Chris Wallace school of conducting interviews. Just a total butt-in. And didn't liberals say that Trump shouldn't have done that in the first debate?
Absolutely they did. I mean, when you're the old adage, not necessarily happening here, but when your opponent's running with the rope, let them, you know. But for heaven's sakes, I mean, I've heard a little bit about the allegations or the concerns over Fox News. I've heard Donald Trump refer to them that Fox News has gone off the deep end. Some of their polling was more aligned with the mainstream polling that was so far off. But this guy's gone over the top. And I tell you, Lynn, it's going to be that's why there's talk about some of these other news organizations. And you and I were talking about it the other day. 10 years ago, what revolutionized America was the internet, surprising, or may have even been less than that. It's about 10 to 8 years. We've had things called websites and cell phones and smartphones, no longer than that. And that revolutionized the delivery of the news. But now the big race, because the costs have collapsed, are going to be the streaming video and these online news shows and online TV stations. And with this type of behavior, I have to confirm, you know, that is just over the top. And particularly when the subject matter was the biggest issue of the day, and she's trying to make some points.
Well, I thought he had her on to get Trump's side. Well, look, if Vitter wants a weekday job at Fox, he's plugging for that.
That's a great point.
And if Lachlan Murdoch gets his way, then they'll all be like that.
You know, you got George Stephanopoulos over at ABC.
Yeah, but he's going to host Jeopardy.
Savannah Guthrie right on on NBC. And you're right. They go out there and they trivialize the important, and they make mountains out of molehills just so they can get that day job.
Let's since we're on media, let's go rack up cut number six here. You remember at that event at the White House when Rand Paul and his wife Kelly bitterly attacked by the Black Lives Matter thugs as they were leaving the White
Darn
House.
Near
and I don't
too.
Say thugs, I say fugs, because that's exactly what they are. This happened at the Million MAGA March.
Just on Sunday
on
night.
On Sunday. Yeah. And apparently the Associated Press said, well, there was no evidence that anybody from the left attacked anybody from the right. So I've said for a long time, my biggest problem with an individual media or medium would be the single is not even CNN or the New York Times. It's the Associated Press. The Associated Press is the most left-leaning, most biased, most useless, most worthless, most counterproductive piece of CRA you know what that could ever report the news.
And how do you really feel about it?
Right? I'll get to that. Yesterday, I'm driving to the Mansion of Logic.
Yeah.
And I've got SiriusXM. I've got Rand Paul and his wife, Kelly. They're talking with Neil Cavuto. And the subject of the Associated Press comes up. It's in connection with this Million MAGA March, cut number six.
You'd have both right and left calling the other side fake news. Many of us say, well, you know, Associated Press, certainly that's objective news. But the AP reported this story yesterday, and I read the Associated Press story. I had no idea who was attacking who and for what reason. They wouldn't describe that these were people attacking Trump, people there supporting the president. They just made it sound like, oh, it was just random violence caused by the Trump rally. This is the same thing that happened to us when we were there. And Kelly can recount it well. The way the AP reported our story was abominable and just completely biased.
Yeah, and I guess wow. John was mentioning in our headphones that the AP style book now says you capitalize black. I first encountered that when I was up in Manassas with the Lady of Logic a few months ago, and I was getting USA Today there at the hotel in Manassas, and I wrote a column about that, and I noticed somebody came up. Oh, was it Tucker or I think it was Tucker that mentioned that the other night. So, yeah.
I'm telling you, Lynn, here's another example. Journalism is first and foremost supposed to be about describing what is accurately. And if you've got the AP saying that there was no evidence, there's thousands of videos out there. And we start with Donald Trump, you know, degrading Donald Trump 4 years ago was not enough to get him beat. So this year, not only did they degrade him even more, they didn't even ask Joe Biden a question. So we got plenty to talk about, but got to take a commercial break if it's all right with you, Lynn.
I say let's do it.
Well, there you go. Okay, Talk 1370, the right choice, folks. Cardle and Woolley Show. We're live and local every lunch hour. And be sure and check us out and get the radio.com app as well. We'll be right back. Thanks to IBC Bank, where you do more. Member FDIC on the Cardle and Woolley Show.
All right, folks, this is where we do radio right. It's the right choice. Talk 1370, Cardle and Woolley, live and local, streaming now at the radio.com app. Tell your smart speaker, play Talk 1370, and thanks to IBC Bank for making it all possible. Mr. Cardle, we played some clips earlier in the week from Sidney Powell, the main lawyer trying to work to get Trump four more years in office. And I haven't heard anything new. I mean, I want to know what has she said today. What did she say yesterday? Is she still telling us that she's got this bombshell? Because I haven't heard the bombshell.
Well, that's because they're having to go to court, and that's going to take a little bit of time. And the hourglass is ticking away, and time's a waste. And so I think Rudy Giuliani said yesterday he was in court that they're going to be able to release more of the information they got. But if you go to the top of the Texas Insider page, one of our top articles there is about these Dominion voting system machines. And you're right. Sidney Powell said the other day, quote, "We're getting ready to overturn election results in multiple states." And I guess the latest that I saw that people will be interested is the court case in Wisconsin. There's some people in Wisconsin, some citizens who have filed suit the other day, and Biden currently leads, I think, by about 20,000 votes, and they're seeking to overruled a total of about, 792,000 votes that were cast across the state of Wisconsin, claiming, quote, that they possess advanced technological capability to conduct a statistical analysis identifying errors such as double votes, votes by non-registered persons, votes by persons who are deceased or who moved out of state. So this is the thing, you know, whether it's electronically, and we learn that, as Dan Patrick said right here on our own show the other day, that the machines are totally manipulable. We had Larry Ward on the show yesterday from political media up in Washington, D.C., who helped break this whole story. This vote manipulation is not a quote-unquote glitch. It's a feature of the machines.
Made to steal votes.
And people knew about it. So you're right. The Trump team's got to be producing some results here one of these days. But I want to also focus, because I thought it was interesting, and I mentioned it there just before the break, this well-known and former Harvard law professor, civil rights leader, he's been affiliated with the ACLU and others, Alan Dershowitz, said the other day that the title president-elect really is not applicable until you do one of two things happen. Either you reach 270 certified election results and electors for the Electoral College, or your opponent concedes. And for those of us who are wondering, you know, I had to look into it the other day, but the key thing about conceding and why Donald Trump has not conceded, you're hearing now, of course, that, oh, there's not enough votes. There, first of all, it was that there's no voter fraud. And then it's, okay, there's only a little voter fraud. And then there's, oh, it didn't happen in enough states and Joe Biden's won. But all of a sudden, we're seeing these examples. The reason you don't concede, and it happened to Al Gore, is what Joe Biden and Donald Trump are learning from back in his race against George W. Bush. But if a candidate concedes, that is acknowledgement that the election's results have been accepted. And all of a sudden, you get about $25 million to start opening up an office, to start making copies, to start hiring people to vet incoming potential cabinet members, which Joe Biden, I think, is making a huge mistake already announcing some of these key posts in his cabinet. That's a little presumptuous to me and getting ahead of the curve. But once you concede, you start, once somebody concedes, you get all these things that open up. And Donald Trump is smart not to have conceded. And Alan Dershowitz says, quote, "I think Joe Biden is entitled to describe himself as the president-elect. At the moment, he's not won the 270 electoral votes to officially be the president-elect, and Donald Trump is entitled to dispute that. That's freedom of the speech. That's freedom of speech. That's politics. But in reality and legally, neither one is entitled as a matter of the Constitution." So there's key things, and we're hearing a lot of information, mostly about how there's no voter fraud. We've seen Ken Paxton and Greg Abbott catch people here in Texas, whether it's up in Carrollton, a city council member got caught red-handed, or down in the valley where people have been sent to jail there before. It happens. It's real. And I just tweeted out something from Tucker Carlson before coming over to the studio. This isn't hypothetical, folks. This is real. This happens. And we can now prove it.
All right. And we have a big election coming up in Austin, too, December 15. If there's two things that I hear about Austin, and people say, "What are you doing now, Woolley?" And I say, "Well, you know, I'm doing a little talk radio in Austin." And they look at me like I'm crazy. Why do you want to go there?
Socialist Republic of Travis.
Well, I say it's a beautiful city. They say, "Yeah, it is a beautiful, it's the most beautiful city in Texas by a long shot. It's probably one of the top 10 most beautiful cities in the entire United States." But then they look at me and they say, "Your city council is a bunch of fruitcakes."
Yep, yep.
All right, so we got Jimmy Flanagan and Allison Alter, and they're going to have opponents. For Alter, it'll be Jennifer Verdon, and for Jimmy Flanagan, it'll be Mackenzie Kelly. From what I can tell, I don't know as much about that Alter race, but it does seem that Mackenzie Kelly is making some big inroads, just, you know, from keeping your ear to the ground, listening to local radio and watching the un-American state snake skin and all that. It seems like that we have a very good chance to throw these two left-wing zealots out and restore some sanity to Austin, Texas. And let me just throw this question out at you, and I'll give the phone number too, 512-643-5483. Don't you, Jim Cardle, and our listening audience, think that if we're going to restore the reputation of Austin as a great place to live, we've got to get done with this stuff like defund the police and stupid propositions like digging long tunnels through downtown Austin? Where do you think, how important is this race to you?
Well, I got to be honest. When I moved to Austin from San Antonio about 24 years ago, I had people asking the same question. And at that point in time, I remember having numerous friends bring up the organization you don't hear too much now about now, Save Our Springs. And I tell you, when I started watching back then, it was religiously predictable. Between 31 and 35,000 Austin voters turned out in every city election, and it was all driven by Save Our Springs and the tree huggers and the folks who didn't want to put MOPAC in back 30 years ago and so forth. The people are coming here anyway. So clearly it's an important election, but I just don't know, you know, in your right mind, if you would go about, although I tell you, you get a consultant whispering in your ear, number one, and number two, you look at people like Bill Clinton, who, truth be known, was like a third level candidate. The only problem was is that all the top dogs didn't want to run against George Daddy Herbert Walker Bush because his approval ratings were 87%. And the next thing you know, he gets elected Speaker of the House. Tom Foley from Washington 20 years ago was beat during the term limit. So stranger things have happened. You can't beat somebody with nobody. You don't hit the ball if you don't swing the bat. So this is going to be a big race to a lot of folks, although I'm not sure, given the overall tenor of the leadership from the mayor's office on down, if it's going to change the policy. You got to start somewhere. So this is important, and I appreciate and am glad competition is the American way. But boy, howdy, here in Austin, it's a tough hill to climb. And we got so many crucial issues, not to mention transportation, but this tax hike because of the light rail system boondoggle that we're now going to have on. These are, I'll tell you and throw it back to you on this, Lynn. I started and cut my teeth up on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where it's nice and glittery and you feel like you're important. But if you want to know what level of government most impacts people's pocketbooks and your wallet, it's the local city council.
Well, let me switch to a different story because I don't have time for that one.
Okay.
But I wanted to mention this, too. Trump has announced the Pentagon's going to cut troop levels to 2,500 in Iraq and Afghanistan. Thank God.
Yep.
We have been in Afghanistan 19 years. How long does it take to teach the Afghans how to play nice with each other?
And before we were there for 19 years, the Ruskies were there for about 15 years.
And they
years.
Bogged down there, too. Yep. Trump came into office promising he would not start any more forever wars and would try to get us out of these. So you tell me, in the minute we have left, why in God's name do we need to stay in these places? The swamp all wants to stay. All the swamp wants to stay there. Why do we want to stay there?
You're right. It is pretty much a swamp thing, to be honest with you. Foreign affairs have never done too much for me. I don't know that it has too much to do, or that most people think it has too much to do with their daily lives until we get something like 9/11. So we got to be respected by our friends. We got to be feared by our enemies. Clearly, Donald Trump's reestablished that after President Barack Obama, and heaven help us if and when the Joe Biden presidency gets in there. But he's delivering on his promises. If for no other reason, you got to like somebody who's an elected office, an elected official who delivers on his promises.
And that's what he's trying to do, is do as many of the promises, get them done,
wish
and check
more
those
elected
off the
officials
list
would do that
in the event that he's not president anymore. Well, that'll put a plug in the jug for today. We worked in a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff we didn't get to, but we'll do it tomorrow. Until then, Lynn Woolley, the Secretary of Logic, saying be logical and remember, you're either an insider
or you're not. I'm Jim Cardle. Have a great day, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!